Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Boone. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Boone. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yamyarian. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Jamison goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner bunts towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. McNulty moves to second. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McNulty who is chasing the ball. Mostill reaches third base with a triple. Collins scores. Shealy goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-2, White Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yarian moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Leverett covering, for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNulty. The throw from Yarian and he is safe. McNulty steals second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheely bunts towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to third. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wamsgans. Collins scores. Strunk moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yarian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Strunk. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yarian hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0-for-1 in the game. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevenson. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper is hit by the pitch. Leverett moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Leverett moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leverett scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Collins steals second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNulty bunts towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gardner hits a line drive towards first. Sheely reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ma still hits a line drive into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Strunk hits a line drive towards third. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-2 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yarian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0-for-2 in the game. Leverett strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Collins scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Dan Boone. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Evans pinch runs for Tris Speaker. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yarian hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNulty strikes out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0-for-3 in the game. Leverett hits a line drive into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood strikes out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McInnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it and throws to second for the out. Stevenson moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell pinch hits for Jim Lindsay. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jamison for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.